Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 55, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: Abide With Me, Lead Kindly Light, The Last Rose of Summer, and Annie Laurie. Part 5 continued. Abide With Me. Abide With Me, by Henry Francis Light, 1793 to 1847, appeals to our natural longing for the unchanging and to our love of security. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day, earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see, O thou who changest not, abide with me. Henry Francis Light. Lead, Kindly Light. Lead, Kindly Light, by John Henry Newman, 1801 to 1890, was written when Cardinal Newman was in the stress and strain of perplexity and mental distress and bodily pain. The poem has been a star in the darkness to thousands. It was the favorite poem of President McKinley. Lead, kindly light, amid thin circling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home, lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet, I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on, I loved to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I loved the garish day, and in spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on, o'er moor and fen, o'er crag and torrent, till the night is gone. And with the morn those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since, and lost a while. John Henry Newman. The Last Rose of Summer. 'Tis the last rose of summer left blooming alone, all her lovely companions are faded and gone. No flower of her kindred, no rosebud is nigh to reflect back her blushes, or give sigh for sigh. I'll not leave thee, thou lone one, to pine on the stem. Since the lovely are sleeping, go, sleep thou with them. Thus kindly I scatter thy leaves o'er the bed where thy mates of the garden lie scentless and dead. So soon may I follow when friendships decay, and from love's shining circle the gems drop away. When true hearts lie withered and fond ones are flown, oh, who would inhabit this bleak world alone? Thomas More. Annie Laurie. Annie Laurie finds a place in this collection because it is the most popular song on earth, written by William Douglas. Maxwelton braes are bonny, where early falls the dew, and it's there that Annie Laurie gied me her promise true. Gied me her promise true, which ne'er forgot will be, and for bonny Annie Laurie I'd lay me down and dee. Her brow is like the snawdrift, her throat is like the swan, her face it is the fairest that e'er the sun shone on, that e'er the sun shone on, and dark blue is her e, and for bonny Annie Laurie I'd lay me down and dee. Like dew on the gowan dying is the faw o' her fairy feet, like the winds in summer sighing her voice is low and sweet, her voice is low and sweet, and she's all the world to me, and for bonny Annie Laurie I'd lay me doon and dee. William Douglas. End of section 55. Read by Kara Schallenberg on November 22, 2006, in Oceanside, California.